Hey there, and welcome back to the Clarity Podcast. This podcast is all about providing clarity, insight, and encouragement for life and mission. And my name is Aaron Santemeyer, and I'm going to be your host. Today, we have the phenomenal opportunity to have with us on the podcast, Dr. Paul I. Dr. Paul I is a pastor, he's a teacher, he's a writer. I'll have the links to his book in the show notes. And our mutual friend, Doug Seaman, connected us. And what a phenomenal interview and what a phenomenal opportunity to hear his testimony of what God has done in his life. And you'll get to hear that his parents at a young age sent him to be a Buddhist monk. After 9 years of studying Buddhism, became disgruntled, dissatisfied with that. Then spent 5 years learning to be a witch doctor, studying under a witch doctor, and he shares about that and the lessons he learned in that process, and then miraculously gave his heart to Jesus and the radical transformation that took place. And you'll get to hear about his family rejecting him. You'll get to hear the story of how he was put in prison for 10 and a half years for sharing his faith, and how in those prison cells, they became churches where over 70,000 people gave their heart to Christ by him sharing the love of Jesus Christ and how Jesus had transformed Paul's life. Just a phenomenal time with him. You know, our mission has a project going on, what we're calling the Buddhist Hindu Priority. And I think this podcast aligns very well with that, recognizing the lostness that does exist and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And the other thing that Paul will mention is that he was, the government said that he was a CIA agent, that he was director of the CIA. Our mission has something called ICI, which is correspondence courses. And he was that. So he'll share about, no, I was the director of ICI. Well, if you're not part of our mission, you probably won't connect it. But he was the head of a Bible school extension program, and his government thought he was the director of the CIA. And just an interesting insight on that. Well, there's no time better than now to get started. So here we go. Greetings and welcome back to the Clarity Podcast. So excited to be here today with a new friend of the podcast, Dr. Paul I. Dr. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to our conversation together. As we were sharing before we hit record, we have a mutual friend, Pastor Doug Seaman, and he gave me your book when I was back in West Virginia. You had prayed for my mom as she is sick, and I got to read the book, and I'm just so looking forward to getting to know you more today and your testimony. Dr. Paul, will you share just a little bit about yourself before we jump into? I got a lot of questions for you, but will you share a little bit about yourself before we jump into that?
Okay, I was born in a family that my grandfather was a Chinese medical doctor, and he was very, very rich. Hmm. But the more he getting richer, the more politicians try to make money off him. So he sent my father into politics to protect him. Mm. But after many years in politics, when my father became the mayor of a city and he getting tired of their politics. So when I was born, they sent me to religious. Mm. So they put me to Buddhist temple and gave me to Buddha. Mm. And Buddhist monk gave me a name in Vietnamese, Chan Din Ai. That means star. Loving the world. Hmm. So later on, when I growing up, my grandmother every morning brought me to the Buddhist temple and leave me there and pick me up in the evening. And when I growing up, I was able to take care of myself. I would stay in a Buddhist temple, trained to be a monk. Hmm. So I was trained how to be disciplined, trained how to pray, trained about Buddha, his life, and his teaching. Mm. But then when I growing up and have enough understanding, one day I read a conversation between Buddha and one of his disciples. Mm. The disciple found out that Buddha is going to die tonight. Mm. He cried and asked, Master, if you are going to leave us, who is going to teach us and lead us the day to come? Mm. So Buddha pointed his finger to the moon. Mm. And told, look, I show you the light, but I am not the light. Mm. Show you the way, but I am not the way. Mm. But in the days to come, it will be a world savior. He will be teach you, lead you, and be with you forever. Now, I have another enlightenment.
Yeah.
Actually, I never had enlightenment yet. All enlightenment were from my grandfather and my parents. They sent me to Buddhist. But I didn't have enlightenment. But at this moment, first time in my life, through my spirit, my understanding of enlightenment, wow. So Buddha is not a world savior. He's not the light, he's not the way, but he point finger to someone else. And he said, in the day to come. So I went to my master monk and asked him, day to come, the world savior will show. So when will be that? He said, maybe the end of the age. So I said, when will be the end of the age? He said, I don't know. Now look like a blind lead a blind.
Yeah.
So I start thinking about Buddha's life. Buddha was born in the king palace. Was a prince. And he going to inherit the kingdom and become a king. But one day, he sneaked out of the palace, trying to make an observation, what is going on out there. So as he traveled around, and he found that men were born, growing up, getting old, sick, and die. And he said, meaningless, meaningless. He decided, left behind the kingdom, wife, children, whatever, and search for the truth. When he went out to search for the truth, of course, some of the bodyguard followed him, later on become a disciple. Unfortunately, the Buddha never found the truth until the day he died. So after Buddha died, everybody forgot about that. But you know, after that, Indian become the world's second population. So the king afraid one day, maybe people will arrive and then fight for their right. So the king of the day, they spend a budget, hire somebody. Of course, later on, they call them priests, but to the day, there were no title. They strive to collect all the teaching of Buddha and put them together. And the king want them to make a doctrine on reincarnation.
Okay.
What that means? That means if you're born on this classes, this caste, become, don't fight, and you humble yourself to serve the king. So after you die, you reincarnate to a next level. So after many reincarnations, one day you will be born in the king palace. You can be the king. It will be your turn.
Wow.
That kind of teaching, people all want to submit so that one day they can earn enough credit to reincarnate in the king palace.
Yeah.
So that helped the second world largest population calm. So China, though the king, they found, how come this big country like us and they don't have fighting like our country?
Yeah.
The king sent a group of people to India to investigate. And they take the whole thing of teaching of Buddha. And of course, only few of them were teaching Buddha. Many of them were made up by the later on called priests.
Right.
Because those days, there were no recorder. There were no computer. There were no typewriter. There was no way people keep all the record of what Buddha teaching.
Yeah.
Buddha never created a religion. All Buddha teaching were way of life.
Okay.
For the one who the bodyguard later on become the follower. And now, all of the men later on called priests, the maker, they have three books of Buddha teaching.
Okay.
Besides that, they have another book that's not having written yet.
Okay.
So that's how it happened in Buddha life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, I want to learn from Buddha by left Buddha temple and try to search for the truth for my life.
Yeah.
Even though I know that Buddha never found the truth. But I thought, you know, what young man, I thought, you know, I was able to fight. So on my way to shirt and fight, I met some witch doctor. After we share with them vision, you know, they share with me what they're doing. So I thought, you know, what sign, wonder, miracle they're able to perform to help. So I joined with them and learned. So after 9 years, I will learn in Bodhi Temple. Now I learned 5 years in witchcraft. And, you know, in the day, discipleship is different with our day. There was no school, no material. I had to go to his house, stay with him. Every day I have to walk a mile away to pull the water from the well to carry home. So he had water for showering, wash clothes, whatever. So I do everything like a servant in the house and watch what he's doing and learn from that. For example, before he go to work in the daytime, and he give me one of the symbols, just like one this, one of their
tattoo. Yeah.
But this is the witchcraft symbol. Okay. This is a group.
Okay.
I'm off my body, but this, for example, this one.
Yeah.
When I'm learning, it takes me 100 days to get like this. And then to memorize all the word and the name of the God. So, for example, he gave me a notebook with this one, and he just put the number there. For example, number one.
Yeah.
So he told me that you have to draw 100 of them. After you finish 100 of them on the very thin paper that like on your cigarette paper.
Yeah.
And then I will pray. And on the day, we don't have a wash or cloth like today. So we have the chopstick. We make a chopstick. So every chopstick is about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So after I draw 100 and I have to do them and worship and pray over the
witchcraft.
And he told me pray for 5 chopsticks. That means 2.5 hours or 6, depending on. And he gave me a prayer as I memorize and pray for that. So now I have this number one with this, but I don't know what is it for.
Yeah.
And I know how to pray for this one, but I don't know what this for and when and well. But he have another 2 notebook. The one with the number one and with the prayer of there.
Okay.
And the one with number one, that where to use us, how to use us, the secret. So I only know how to draw this.
Yeah.
I know how to pray for this, but there's 2 other things I don't know. I didn't know how to use this, where to use this, what for, and how to pray during that kind of service. But because I was a faithful disciple, so he was on a motorbike, I sit behind and hold the whole case, the box, with everything on that. So when we come to a house, and he told me to set up the altar, to prepare everything, the candle, the chopstick, and then I heard him pray. And he didn't pray in Vietnamese, he prayed in all Indian language, they call Bali. So, or Fan. So that's all traditional language, no longer exists today. And it's very hard. But I had to try all my best. And a young man, you know, I will good memory, I listen.
Yeah.
And I will go home. I will write down. And of course, I cannot get the whole, because a prayer takes about 5 minutes. And impossible to do for 5 minutes. But after many days, I go to many different places. So I keep memorizing. So I memorize the prayer. And I know what is it for. Pray for a house to open the door, and that's not the door, that's the gods we know now, that's the evil spirit, that to come in the house, to control the house. So for 5 years, I follow him like that. I learned too many things from him.
Wow.
And from my sincere heart, we call faith. You see, some people go learn, but they don't have faith. They just joy. It's like people today joy at church. But have no relationship with God.
Yeah.
So it's all in the world spirit, almost the same thing. We call tradition. So many tradition Christians that we make fun in the church, we call CEO Christian.
Yeah.
Christmas and Easter early.
True.
So they are tradition. They don't really have a relationship with God. They just have the church or religion activity.
Yeah.
It is the same in the world spirit among all other religions.
Wow.
So why I'm only 5 years and I learn everything? Because I'm sincerely and I'm desired and I have faith for that.
Yeah.
So when I become a witch doctor, now you can imagine in a little town, my grandfather control in business with all the money.
Yeah.
Father control in politics.
Yeah.
And as a witch doctor, I control in spirits.
Wow.
But control in spirit, I have more power and money than both of them combined together. So I thought I would enjoy all my life. But then January of 1970, there were a missionary come from Pensacola, Florida. His name, John Hurston. So John Hurston was sent by DFM the other day, now we call World Mission the other day, they call DFM, Department of Foreign Mission.
Yeah.
He was sent to Liberia, and he led the president of Liberia to the Lord and do a lot of miracles. Then he had a lot of problems that they called to his family. So they were moving back to the United States. But he was called as a missionary, so he's not happy to stay in America.
Yeah.
So he decided to go to back to the mission field. So he volunteered to go to Korea. So when we went to Korea, he met a young man. Later on, we know that Young Gi Cho. So he discipled Young Gi Cho, and he helped Young Gi Cho and stuck a church. And when Young Gi Cho was called to serve it in military, he take over the church.
Okay.
After 3 years, when Gi Cho get out of military, come back. So he served as a spiritual father. Of course, though the day, Pentecostals don't have that terminology.
Hmm.
So they call him a coach, call him a mentor. But later on, when Young Gi Cho and John Hurston become very close as the father and son. So one day, John Hurston heard that in Vietnam, a lot of military came to Vietnam. And they more sex with local lady. And there were a lot of children threw away on the street. And one of the assembly got member retired, and they went to Vietnam as a tourist. So when they were with the Vung Tau, and they found a lot of mixed American Vietnamese often were threw away.
Yeah.
So he reported that, and then John Hurston feel in his heart, he need to go. But you know, in Assembly of God, when you were assigned to one mission field, you cannot go to other place.
Sure.
Until you finish your four-term year.
Yeah.
So anyway, Cho and Hurston, when they went to sauna together, so they talked. And Joe said, well, you don't need to wait for DFM to send you. You know, our church can spot you to go with me. So they made a trip. So they went, that one new year.
Yeah.
From 1969 to 1970. So Young Gi Cho ministered to Korean soldier. John Hurston ministered to U.S. GI soldier.
Yeah.
So they found in my town there were a big refugee camp with Vietnam War in war. So they come to perform an open-air crusade in our town called Healing Crusade.
Mm.
And this declared that healing both inner and physically, especially. Sure. So of course I did not pay any attention. But after 3 nights, my whole town was shaken. So one day, two of my disciples, witchcraft disciple, he came to me and said, Master, we are in trouble. I said, what's wrong? I said, well, since the missionary came into our town, every night people left us and went to join with their new church.
Wow.
You better go to shut it down, otherwise you're going to lose your job.
Wow.
I said, okay, tomorrow night I'll go check it out. So next evening, I went, been trained for 14 years in Buddhist and witchcraft. I was expecting that I would to see all the foreigner religion will perform their religion ceremony.
Yeah.
But the guy, I'm disappointed because they don't really know how to perform a releasing ceremony at all.
Hmm.
All they did was singing, clap their hand, raise their hand, shouting. It was very noisy.
Yeah, Pentecostals.
And to Vietnamese, that's crazy. Because in Vietnamese perspective, that means releasing, you have to be very quiet.
Okay.
You're able to meditate.
Yeah.
And communicate with the world spirits. That's the reason why if you go to Vietnam, you go to a traditional church, you will hear the choir.
Mm.
It's more than a cemetery.
Mm.
You can hear mosquito fly among the bees.
Quite, quite.
But this is very noisy.
Mm.
And I thought that crazy. So at the worship, and you know, Filipino, they're very good in worship. So
yeah.
They have a Filipino team with them. So at the all the noisy of worship or prayer, and they open the Bible and read the story of Jesus. And they said, friend, listen, we are not come from the United States, American and Korea and Philippines, come here to bring you another religion. Because we believe Vietnam, you have more than enough of religion.
Hmm.
But you know what? Religion made people religious. But Jesus Christ will make people righteousness.
Wow.
All religions seem good, but get what? The more you're involved in religion, the more they put burden after burden upon you of their regulation.
Yeah.
You have a long list what to do, a long list what you cannot do. So the more you devote, involved in religion, the more they put burden after burden upon your life.
Yeah.
But Jesus, he came and he knew that people cannot carry all their own burden. And when Jesus said, come unto me, all are heavy burden.
Yeah.
And I will give you rest.
Amen.
If your spouse left you, your parent left you, your children left you, you have a burden of family issue.
Hmm.
So it can solve your problem. If you are sick and doctor give you a bad report, there's no way, no medicine, Jesus said, come unto me. If you are in business and you are bankrupt, you have issue on your financial. So it doesn't matter, spiritually, physically, daily life, whatever problem you are facing, become a burden in your life. Come and bring your burden to Jesus and cast out all your care to him because he cares for you. So with less than 10 minutes, they made first altar call and there's a long line of people from both sides.
Yeah.
They ran into front and give the burden to Jesus.
Hmm.
So when they pray for them, it was even worse noisy I never saw in a religion. And after they pray, and they sing another song, and they made another announcement, who among you been here in past few nights?
Hmm.
If you came with burden, with problem, and we pray for you, and if today God already solved your problem, take away your burden, we love for you to come and share your testimony. I am telling you, I saw people ran from every corner to the front and give them to Jesus.
Mm.
Of course, I was not happy.
Yeah.
So among them, many of my followers were there. I wondered, what are people doing here? So when people start sharing their testimony,
yeah,
I thought myself, my goodness, maybe these the guy. They put American money, Korean money, Philippine money together. And hire my own people to advertise for their release.
Wow.
So if I'm not going to stop them, sooner or later, I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah.
So I start praying with my gods.
Hmm.
So at that night, I prayed to 1,000 gods.
Wow.
But by the end of the service, on the way, walk out. In spirit, I recognized that none of my gods show up to anything. So I went home, that's decide next day I'm going to fast and I will spend time praying with my God. I come back next evening, I pray to 2,000 God while they're worshiping. You can imagine for 4 hour worship, I pray to 2,000 God. But by the time the church ended, again, in spirit, I realized that none of my God show up and do the job they're supposed to do.
Wow.
So when I left the cruise ship, I wonder, where are you, my God, that I've been serving you for many years? If you sleep and forget, whatever, go to church with me tonight, I'm going to go to sleep. I will spend all night and wake you up. So tomorrow, we go to church together. So I spent all night prayer, and next day, I went to church very early. The church stuck 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. already in the parking lot there with my little scooter moped.
Yeah.
So I went to see if church had any security come and take care for my moped, because the day of Vietnam War, a lot of guys have teeth. But I went hour after hour, nobody show up. And you know, it got funny in Vietnam, you know. Many times, devil go to church a lot more earlier than the Christian. Then the church stuck 7, you know, devil show at 4 o'clock, but the church 7:30. So anyway, I just parked my moped, scooter. So I lay hand over, pray, and come on, 20 God. Do nothing but stay here, take care of my moped, so don't want it away from me. And on the way, I walk into the church. I pass by a little generator, because the other day they have no electricity, so missionaries always have their own generator.
Yeah.
So I stop by and lay hand over and pray, and come on, 20 God, mess up this generator. So they want electricity tonight for their church. And the other day, I don't know why, but later on when I read Bible, I found the devil, they are in the darkened kingdoms and they don't want light. And when I reach into the place, I walk into the platform and I lay hand over all the church equipment like guitar, keyboard, microphone, whatever they have. And I command other to think I've messed up all the equipment so they're not able to worship their God. You know, the other day, I don't know why, never don't want to see the people worshiping God. But later on, when I read the Bible, I found God having present among the worship of his children.
Amen.
God present among the worship, you know, sign, wonder, miracle, took place, deliverance, salvation. So after I learned and prayed all the equipment, I went to the back of the church. And I spent time in prayer. I told them, all my life, I served you 3,366 God. And tonight, only 60 of you are on the duty to take care for the moped, for the generator, and for the church equipment. So the rest of you need to shut down the church before I go to lose my job. And you go. So I keep praying. And all the 4 hour passed by, the church almost ended. And I really wonder what will be the next step I need to do to shut down. I heard they made another announcement. They said, friend, we are about to close the church tonight, but we don't want any one of you been here in the past few nights or tonight that you don't give your life to Jesus. If you have any question in your mind, don't leave the church with questions. The world are full of questions. Better leave the church with the answer, and God always have an answer for you. If you have any question, don't take your question with God. The church, I stood up and I ran at the quicks and I could, because I am afraid that they're going to change their mind. I thought they made a big mistake when they made that announcement. And with full confidence in my heart that I'm going to knock you out and then kick you out of my town. So I went in front, introduced myself, who I was, what I'm doing. And they just, yes, I've been here 3 nights. I saw everything. I heard everything. But I have a lot of questions. And if you're able to answer all my questions, I will quit all my God and come to join with you and your church. But if you're not able to answer all my questions, you better pack and leave my town and leave my people alone. So when I introduced myself and I made that deal, and they said, sir, we don't know what your questions were. We don't know if we're able to answer all your questions, but we have a good news for you. We have a book we call Holy Bible. This is the book of books that God have all the answer for you. And you need to know that in the 70s, the missionary carried a Bible almost 1 foot.
A big, thick one, huh?
Well, I always ask them, why you have to carry your big book with you? Is that big book to make you more holy? Or you scare the devil in Vietnam by your big book?
Yeah, for sure.
I was laughing because as a Buddhist monk, I would turn 3 books of Buddha. And of course, 1 Buddha book is more than 1 foot.
Yeah.
So 3 books of Buddha are more than 3 feet.
Yeah.
And for 14 years, I was trained and never found the truth. How can your Bible only less than 1 foot and you try to tell me you have all the answers? So I was laughing. Wow. But I was amazed when I opened my mouth and asked all the questions. And all the questions have the answer in the Bible. Even I bring all the Buddha statement, it's already in the Bible. For example, Buddha said, I'm not the world's savior. But Jesus, 600 years before he came, Isaiah already prophesied about his coming. Before Jesus was concealed in the womb, angel already told Joseph. And then later Jesus told the heathens, come to seek and save the lost.
Yeah.
And Saul, the one that's really against Jesus after converted, said, Jesus come to save the lost. And among them, I'm the senior sinner. So I found everything that I wonder about the world savior. It fulfilled 100% in Jesus.
Wow.
The number 2, as a witch doctor, I have sign, wonder, and miracle. But all of them were totally parallel when Jesus showed up with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you found that Jesus said, when you see through the power of the Holy Spirit that I cast out demon, you know, the kingdom of God is near. Jesus, would he name the name above all other names, that when you proclaim the name of Jesus, heaven, earth, and hell all have to kneel down.
Yeah.
All the tongue have to confess. And Jesus need Holy Spirit to cast out demon as people free. And the spirit within him greater than other. So when I read the Bible about spirit, I understood very easy because I was functioning in spirit world.
Sure.
So long story short, after about 2 hours of conversation, I realized that greater he is within inside of the missionary. Then there were 3,366 God were in me. So I lost the battle. I knew that I accept Jesus as my Lord Savior.
Wow. Wow. And then, Pastor Dr. Paul, how did your family react when you accepted Christ?
Oh, great question. Well, when I stood up from the pulpit and I will quickly ran back to the parking lot and I can run home and tell a story.
Sure.
And guess what? By the time I reached the parking lot, for 10 minutes, I walked around to look for my moped. I cannot find it. The reason that 3,366 God did not show up in the church and shut down the church because they all together disappeared with my moped.
They took your moped and ran away, huh?
So from that moment on, I learned a lesson. Wherever I do crusade, all the world I talk. If you come by your bicycle, you come by your horse, you come by your donkey, you come by your moped, you come by your car, whatever. If you give to other God, take care of them. Quickly go back and renounce it. Otherwise, you give your life to Jesus, they will take away from you.
Oh, man.
So now, instead of about 20 minutes driving home, it took me over 1 hour to walk home. While I was walking, and they would say, you follow Jesus, huh? You not only lost your moped, you're going to lose everything of your life.
Wow.
And then I walked inside the door of my house. I was greeted by my grandfather. And it was very late at night already. And my whole family still awake and waiting for me. So they walk in and he say, oh, welcome home. Great that you back home, grandson. But you know what? The news already reached here before you return home. And the whole town are wondering, what are you doing tonight? Were you trying to make some fun with the missionary? Or you are serious about following Jesus? I was excited. I said, Grandpa, I'm really excited about following Jesus. I said, what? For years, I invested into your life. Become a Buddhist monk, you're not happy with Buddha. You quickly become a witch doctor with over 3,000 God, not sanctify you, you quick again. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with Buddha? I said, Grandpa, there is nothing wrong with Buddha. I respect Buddha. But I have one problem with Buddha. I said, what's the problem? I said, Buddha, he was a God. Buddha was wise. Buddha was nice. But then Buddha died. That's it.
Yeah.
So he said, what about Christ? I said, Christ, he's a guy. He was wise. He's nice. He died. But then he arrived and he's alive.
That's Amen. Difference. Amen.
For us, we're excited, but not my grandfather. He was mad. Shut up your mouth. Don't try to preach to me. Go to your bed. Rest well. And think carefully. Tomorrow morning before breakfast, you need to inform me. If you want to tell me, you just made fun with the missionary, everything will be okay. But if you decided to follow Jesus, you had to leave my family without any inheritance.
Wow.
So I get on my bed, but I was not able to rest at all. I was wrestling in the spirit.
I'm sure.
And the devil told me that, you follow Jesus and you not only lost your moped, you want to lose everything.
Wow.
So when I keep turning back and forth, deep in my heart, I just cry out. I say, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pray with you, but I don't want to pray with my old God again. Jesus, if you're real, I need your help. I don't know what to do. And suddenly, Holy Spirit moved in incredible way.
Wow.
You remember 60 years ago, we have no PowerPoint, no projector.
Sure.
Transparency.
No Zoom. No internet. Nothing. Yep.
But Pentecostal, they love to sing.
Yeah.
And the song of 60 years ago, very long song.
Yeah.
So to be able to help people to have the song and memorize that this verse by verse, sentence by sentence.
Yeah.
They keep repeat singing the same song for 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
and I wish, doctor, I never opened my mouth sing the song, but I did not block my ear.
Yeah.
Somehow song keep coming.
Wow.
And I did not aware that I memorized many of their songs already.
Wow.
So at the moment, I was on my bed and crying from deep of my heart. And Holy Spirit picked up one of the songs and made me sing it out. The song was, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Wow.
No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. No turning back. The nun with me still, I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. So I don't know how many times I sang the song, but I kept singing until I went to sleep just like a baby. Next morning when I was sound asleep, my grandfather woke me up and said, wake up, wake up, wake up. So I wake up but not really awake after a long night battle. So he looked at me and said, what is your decision? And the tone kept louder, louder, louder. Now I'm really awake.
Yeah.
And I look at his face getting red, and his neck start moving up and down very fast. So I know that he's very, very angry.
Yeah.
So he starts yelling at me, what your decision? What your decision? Normally my dad taught me, you know, with this old Chinese guy, when he getting mad, you can easily recognize by seeing his face getting red, and if his neck moving up and down fast, that means he's very angry. So in the case, don't quickly respond to him. But you have to make a long circle to calm him down before you get to the point. Otherwise, you'll be caught. So I learned very well many years, but this morning he was very, very upset, very mad. So he kept yelling louder and louder. I don't know where to stop before I can make the circle longer. Sure. So I think he's yelling, tell me what you need to do. Suddenly I just opened my mouth and the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. He was so mad. He said, shut up your mouth.
Wow.
Turning back, it's the time for you to leave this family without an inheritance. And don't turn it back. That's you say no to Jesus. That moment I said, oh my goodness. Jesus, I'm so sorry I don't have to pray with you. But I don't want to pray with my God again. But Jesus, if you really, you need to help me. I don't know what to do now. Another song came. Many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand. I know who holds tomorrow. And I know he holds my hand.
Amen.
While I was singing the song, somebody come and knock the door. Open the door, it shoved a witch doctor. And my grandfather was upset. He looked at the witch doctor and said, what next? Don't you know that I lost my grandson and now what? So witch doctor very humble says, sir, doctor, the reason I'm here because the whole town are now rumor, brother eyes, is now quit all our God and come to follow Jesus. So my master sent me here, tried to bring him back. Oh, it's good, coming, bring him back. So the witch doctor come in and then, you know, we sit down, we talk, we debate, we argue, you know, for almost 5 hours about Buddha and Jesus, about our traditional religion and Western religion. You know. That's why I put a lot of stories that's in my book.
Yeah.
And then I come to a point, I say, hey, brother, listen. You and I, we all know that all our gods are dead. All lay behind the grave. None of them able to help themselves to get out of the grave. They cannot help themselves. How can they get help? But Jesus, the only one, arose from the dead and left the empty tomb behind. If he can help himself to get out of the grave, he can solve that problem. He can help you and me.
Yeah.
So quickly, he knew now and accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
Wow.
The news spread out. So next day, they sent another witch doctor to a higher level. You know, 4 hours later, he accepted Jesus. Next day, now. So after 1 week, 7 witch doctors were sent to me. They all give their life to Jesus. So after 1 week of conversion, I become a cell group leader. Every member of my cell group that were 7 former witch doctors.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Well, every day I ran to the missionary to learn. Every night I disciple them. And together we share our story.
Yeah.
And from 1970 to 1974, that's less than 5 years, we start a church with 10,570 members.
Wow.
The biggest church in Vietnam in those days. So when people come try to tell us, you know, go back with Buddhists, go back with witchcraft, and we still have a chance to talk with them. And that's how we led many people to the Lord.
Wow.
So 1975, April 30th, when American troops cut and ran, like what happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
2 years ago. This happened the same thing to Vietnam. So all missionaries forced to leave the country. And we and the leadership team, we come together, pray. And one of our leaders said, well, guy, look like come, you take over, and then we all were put in jail. So let's pack very light and get a boat to get out of the country. So I was excited. When I tried to pack my thing, and the Holy Spirit reminded me, not you. Because when I was ordained, Young Yi Cho lay hand over me and pray and prophesy. And, you know, he just broken English like me, he said, son, I am calling you. I told you to become my servant. You will face with a lot of trial and difficulty, but don't quit. Don't give up. As long as you're faithful to me, I will faithful to you. I raise up as the leader of the church in the nation of Vietnam before I send you all around the world as an apostle to prepare my church for rapture.
Wow.
through a wonderful prophecy, but no, nothing fulfilled overnight.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I already, you know, fulfilled all the prophecies, so it's time for me to leave. I get on the van, we roll the van to the river, we get on the boat. By the time I step on the boat, and Holy Spirit said, Paul, what are you doing on this boat? And you remember, my name wasn't Paul. My name was Chandan. I mean, stop loving the world.
Yeah.
When I say people, they just say, brother, your life exactly like Saul. You are so religious. You hate the gospel. You persecute the church. But God get hold of your life just like he did to Saul.
Yeah.
So your name would be Paul.
Wow.
I said, well, I don't know what it means, but any name come out from Bible, it has to be a good name. Okay, Paul, I'll be fine. But one week when I read through the Bible, I said, they gave the wrong name. I was at the prison. I don't want to be in prison like him.
Yeah.
So when I was on the boat and Holy Spirit said, Paul, what are you doing on this boat? Do you want to be a Jonah on this boat? I'm telling you, I scared to death. So our friend on that boat looked at me and said, brother, what happened to you? Are you seasick? I said, no, I'm not. He said, look at your face. You're like a dead man. You are sweating and your face turned to blue.
Wow.
What's wrong with you, brother? I said, well, I just heard the word of the Lord. He said, wonderful, brother. We are about to make a very dangerous journey on the ocean. We need a word from the Lord. Brother Paul, what God spoke to you, brother? I said, the Lord asked me, do I want to be a Jonah of this boat? Jonah, get out of the boat. We don't want to be Jonah. So they made me have to leave the boat. So I left the boat and I get back to the van and row back to the church. 1 a.m. next day, I was arrested and put in jail. So when they put me in jail, and you know, first 3 months, I was underground, prison, darkness, see nothing. The 3 months that brought me out and put me in a chair and chained me over the chair. And suddenly I heard the switch and all the very high warm light shine on my face. And that 3 months in the dark now, you know, it's, I said, no, I don't know what CIA means. He said, sure enough, you know CIA. You're director of CIA. Oh, I know now. Nothing about CIA. I said, yes, we fell on your death. There were a minute. You were appointed a director of CIA now. Oh, I said, oh, on my desk? No, that's what I was appointed as a director of ICI. But they say ICI, CIA, the same as CNI. So they asked me, do you speak in tongues? I said, of course. And they're Pentecostals. I said, yes. We have full evidence to prove that you are CIA.
Wow.
I said, what are you talking about? I said, because when you speak in tongues, you have a secret language code to communicate with CIA. I said, I don't know what language CIA is speaking, but when I speak in tongues, I have a secret language code to communicate with Heavenly Kingdom.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not really. So, to make a long story short, they put me with Palliative Prison and let off. Month later, they all get saved, turned Palliative Prison to church. They moved me to a life sentence gangster, criminal, drug dealer prison. They expect all the gangster will beat me up and force me to discourage me. When they put me in a big prison with 10,000 inmates and they put me in a cell, 18 by 24, it packed 88 young men for life. And though the men, when they sent them for life, they have nothing else but one underwear. And they start put tattoo on their body, you know, lion, tiger, copper snake, orphan, dragon. Just like a little zoo on their body by all of the tattoo. So when they brought me to the front door, and they looked at me and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm a pastor. A pastor? What kind of cry you want? I said, no, I'm not involved in crime. A wrong place, man. If you're not criminal, why are you here? I said, my God sent me here as an ambassador from Heavenly Kingdom to bring you hope when you're hopeless. No way, You don't really know this prison. You can get in, but you can never get out. The only chance for you to get out that when you stop breathing, they put you on a coffin and send you to cemetery.
Wow.
I said, the reason why God sent me here. So two big guys come, I was stuck, take off my clothing. By the time they took off my clothing, I saw all tattoo on my body, cover all my body. So they look at me and say, what are you really doing? I said, I'm really a pastor.
Hmm.
A pastor with just all tattooed your body, you look like gangster more than a pastor. I said, well, many people thought that I was worse more than a gangster, but thank God, God changed many gangsters and I become pastor. If I said, I'm going to tell you some story. What story? Story how can God change many gangsters and make them become pastor.
Hmm.
How long the story then? Well, I have enough time, enough story to tell you. So we don't have much time to hear a long story. I said, that's fine. You know, I have full version, I have long version, I have short version. We don't have time. I'm going to give you a short version. But I feel sorry for you guys. How can you stupid? You end up your life in prison for life, and you try to, you don't have time to hear a story. That's change your life. That's stupid. But anyway, that's the way of life. I said, oh, by the way, you know, Luke Bara, I mentioned the name of the top gangster. Of course, I really know him. I said, oh, yeah, he was my boss. Hmm. As you know, he's my disciple. He's my motorbike driver. His family is not going to drive motorbike. You know, as a gangster, he just snagged the necklace, you know, the bag, the washer. He's very good to drive. So let him become my driver. So the police chased me because it's wonderful driving. Anyway, when I mentioned them, I said, that's my boss. How come my boss become your disciple? So you want to know his story? Says, tell me the story, how my boss become your disciple. So I said, what version? Full version, long version, or portion? It doesn't matter what version. I said, well, how my boss become your disciple. Of course, I took time to tell story after story.
Yeah.
So, 2 months later, they all give their life to Jesus. So now the gangster, criminal, prison become a church.
Wow.
So they sent me to the girl prostitute prison.
Hmm.
And 6 months later, although the girl become believer. That's another long story. But then God performed many miracles. So it was 5 times in my 8 different prison of 10 and a half years. 5 times, angel came and took me out of prison exactly like we did to Peter in the book of Acts. So when angel took me out from prison, and I went out and do the crusade, went out and do the church camp, in 6 different camps, I met a school teacher. Company took over and they forced her to go to re-educate. In reason, they forced her to teach evolution instead of creation. They cannot tell people that men were made by God. Tell men made by come from monkey.
Yeah.
So anyway, after we talked, and then we left. But after 7 church camp and conference, rain cannot knock, so I was not able to leave. And the pastor invited us to have dinner with him, and we talked, and then we fell in love that late evening. So she told me, went to her parent and asked the parent for a permission for a day. So I went and he checked me out. So after he checked me out, he went, oh, you are the crazy preacher people talking about. My eye and very sure, sir. Meet the preacher.
Yeah.
You are crazy. Please don't marry our daughter.
Wow.
I said, what? He said, because my daughter is a crazy teacher. She quit her job. And if a crazy preacher like you marry a teacher, you'll be double crazy. You'll be involved in your
wow.
I said, sir, you know, the whole world are crazy anyway.
Yeah.
We're crazy for hell, and we're crazy for eternity, for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
So I think back and forth, and 6 months later we engage, and a year later we marry.
Wow.
So after we marry, and which doctor, they already cursed me before then because they come together. They cursed me that I can never marry, I can never have children. So they say, oh, he can marry, but he can never have children. And 2 years later, God gave me a daughter. We named after my wife, named Baby Ruth. And 2 years later, we have another one. We named Mary. 2 years later, we have another one named Esther.
Wow.
And then Elizabeth. And said, no way for Paul. I had to have a son to inherit his family name. So later on, when my wife and I, we went to Cambodia, so to start the Cambodia Assembly of God, you know, I was founder of the Assembly of Vietnam and served as general superintendent. And I went to Cambodia and helped start, so I was the founder of Cambodia Assembly of God. On the way back, and my wife told me, honey, I'm pregnant again. I said, yes, now our son on the way.
Wow.
By the time we reached to our home, and 27 police were there waiting for me, arrested me and put me in prison again. Oh, prison after prison. But when I was in prison, my wife gave birth, David, our son. And my father family, my mother family, over 360 members that had disowned me for 10 years, when they saw David was born, then they know exactly that only Jesus able to break the curse from the witch doctor. So they all gave their life to Jesus. So I baptized my grandparents, my parents, and all my relatives. So we start 6 churches come out from my family.
Wow.
Besides, you know, I start over 372 church for Assembly of God of Vietnam. And later on, I serve at the Christian fellowship in Vietnam with 18 denominations. So I have to plant thousands of churches. But 6 churches was start from my own family, after my brother, my sister, and now to their children as well.
Wow.
So, they never show up anymore, and they lost more and more people. And now, even through my online teaching, my YouTube, a lot of more witch doctor come to Jesus.
Amen.
So, I have a story of my family disowned. Now, all come to Jesus because of the power of Jesus Christ. Break all the curse. And they give their life to Jesus. So I can say that I and my household, we are serving the Lord.
Amen.
So that's our family.
Amen.
About planting church in Vietnam is very, very difficult. A few days ago, I put on the post on my Facebook one of the statements that many people quoted, because when I was arrested and put in prison, and whenever God released me from prison and they arrest me again, and they told me that I have to stop preaching the gospel. And I told them, no, I'm not preaching the gospel. I'm not performing any religion. Only a witness of Jesus. I just share my testimony how God transformed my life.
Wow.
And they said, if you do that again, I will put you in jail again. So I made a statement. I said, a water buffalo was made to plow the field. A horse was made to pull the cart. A preacher was made to proclaim the good news. What can I do?
Amen. Amen.
I said, well, we'll put you in jail again. I said, you do your job, I do my job. Yeah, the prison. But thank God, that through the prison, I never regret. For 10 and a half years in 8 different prisons, that I led over 70,000 people to Kingdom of God, and many of them are now missionary, pastor, lawyer.
Wow.
So, Emmanuel, God be with us. Amen. Wherever you are, if Emmanuel be with you, sign, wonder, and miracle will perform to confirm his word.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the reason why I dare to go to communist, and now I go to other closed country.
Yeah.
And blend the gospel. And some country, I cannot mention the name of the country or the name of their religion there, but you can be hated or you can be put in prison and disappear. Thank God that he sent me there to share the power of the gospel, not only salvation, but deliverance and transformation as well.
Dr. Paul, your testimony is amazing. and the love of Jesus shines through. Will you pray for us this evening? That the message that you have shared, as we put this out for people to listen into, they will be encouraged, whether they're the ones sharing the gospel or they're the ones that need to hear the gospel. Will you pray for us?
Yes, but before I would like, if they want to know more of my story, they can go on my website, www.paul.com.
For sure. I'll put that in the notes, and I'll put the link to your book in the show notes also. Yes.
Yeah, to get more information. And they have a little bit of information in my Facebook as well.
Okay.
And I just want to let whoever listened to me today know that God, He a creator. He created you and me under His image.
Amen.
He blew His spirit into our know, become a living spirit. And He said, I have a plan for you. My plan is not harm you, but bless you, prosper you, give you hope and future.
Amen.
All religions around the world are seen good. But religion will make you religious. The more you involve in religion, the more they put burden upon you by their rule, their law, their regulation. But Jesus came to take away all your burden. I don't know what is your problem, what is your burden, but I have a good news for you. Jesus Christ is greater than all your burden. He will take care of your burden. If you cast out all your care to Him, He will care for you. And He will fulfill His plan upon your life. Not harm you, but bless you, prosper you, give you hope and future.
Amen.
That is the message I want to send to you today. And I can be a witness because I go through all religion in Vietnam. I go through all persecution from family to religion to the politician in Vietnam. But God, Emmanuel God with me. When in Vietnam they put me in prison, they said, I will be life in prison. Never get out. Don't ever think I can travel around the world. And they finally put me in death penalty before God, you, the church in America, to bail me out, bring you arrested. And though the guy told me I can never get out of prison, don't ever think I can get out of the country. He's now selling newspaper on the street. And here, traveling 88 nations around the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God can do that to me, He will do it to you. God respects of no one.
Yeah.
He will do that for me, and He will do that for you.
Amen.
So if you have any problem, I love you to pray with me this prayer. Dear Creator, you are God. Thank you for creating me under your image. Thank you for sending your son Jesus come to die for my sins. Thank you, Jesus, you not only died for all my sins, but you went to heaven. You prepare a place for me. You are praying for me as an intercessor. You will come to take me home with you. But meanwhile, you send Holy Spirit come to teach me, to lead me, to encourage me, to help me, to comfort me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I receive Holy Spirit as my comforter, as my teacher, as my leader. May you help me that I will experience the life of a child of God. I will experience heaven here on earth. And according to your plan not to harm me, but to bless me, to prosper me, to give me hope and future. I receive it. Thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray, Joseph, pray with me. Find any Christian nearby you or you know. If you don't have anyone around you, look on the internet to find out if any Christian can talk with them and help them to show you how to get a Bible to read, and you will know God have a letter for you. And contact Brother Aaron or me, and we will help you. But now I want to pray for your life. In the name of Jesus, I come to you. I lift up to the brother and sister, whoever listened to my testimony today, whoever pray that sinner prayer. In the name of Jesus, based upon your word and your promise, based upon their confession, I take authority to confirm that now they are child of God. They are son and daughter. They are prince and princess of heavenly kingdom. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I cancel all your evil plan for their life. And I declare God's great plan for their life. God's plan not to harm them, but to bless them, to prosper them, to give them hope and future. I speak blessing upon their life right now. And that child of God, all your blessing will come to their life so they will have peace in their mind, joy in their heart. They will have good health in their body. And they have a fruitful life so that they can be a blessing to other people. All for your glory and for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.